KNOM Profiles.
Tim Dooley is settling into his new role as the Nome Superior Court Judge. Dooley was officially sworn in on May 31st, and I sat down with him in his office to learn more about his arrival to Nome.
I've always been interested in being in Nome and being the judge here. And this was my first pick. I applied for Fairbanks, but that was just because I'm an old, bald guy and I need to start thinking about a retirement. But I didn't really want to go to Fairbanks. I wanted to be in Nome. So I'm glad I got picked for Nome.
Dooley says he got into law when he and his wife filed a homestead in the Talkeetna area in the Matanuska Borough Homestead Program. They had filed for 480 acres, but the borough took away rights to the homestead and instead chose to sell them.
I went to a number of lawyers, and at that time I didn't have a college degree. I was a construction worker and logging, and I could not find an attorney at a price that was reasonable. And I think I could have fought that, and now that I've learned some law, I think I could have won that. But attorneys have to make a living, and anyway, I thought, how am I going to fix this?
So Dooley says he went to a college campus and took a career profile test, and as he puts it, went off the charts as a lawyer.
I had never thought of that, never thought of finishing college, really, and that made me finish college and go to law school.
Dooley attended St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. He says it promoted itself as the Trial Lawyers Law School during a time when mock trials weren't part of many law programs.
Some guys study about the illegality or legality of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. The law school I went to talked about trials and domestic violence and divorce and the stuff that actually happens in a courtroom. So I was glad I went there.
After college and law school, Dooley says he and his wife ended up living and working overseas and traveling the world before returning to Alaska, where he opened a solo practice and started trying cases.
To do that, you essentially saddle up with some fellow who knows what he's doing and watch him do the case and sit in court and watch other people do cases and learn how to do it and how not to do it. I think the best training for a lawyer is to spend 3 months in courtroom.
And in courtrooms is where Dooley spent his legal career, hired by other lawyers to try their cases.
I tried big civil cases, small civil cases, criminal cases. We've done murders. All of our murders were acquitted.
He says he also tried divorce cases for a time as well. As far as the Nome Superior Court judge position goes, Dooley says he and his wife found out about it 17 years ago.
And I thought I should apply for that Nome judge job. But I realized I didn't have enough time in grade as an attorney. But I had always liked the Nome area. I wanted to be in Nome.
Dooley knew Ben Esch, who was selected to serve as the Nome Superior Court judge at the time. Upon Esch's appointment, Dooley wrote a congratulatory letter. To his surprise, the letter was read at his own installation as Nome Superior Court Judge by none other than Esch himself.
Dear Ben, congratulations on your appointment to the judgeship of the Superior Court in Nome. The Nome judgeship has got to be the neatest judgeship in the entire United States. I really envy you. I hope I get out there to try a case once in a while. I do hope that when you retire, you will tell everyone I got dibs on your job. We'll miss you here at the ATLA meetings. Again, congratulations. Very truly yours, Tim Dooley.
Do you remember writing that letter when Judge Bennett
I can remember it? Writing the letter. I can't remember what I had said in the letter. And I was shocked that he kept it all these years.
Not only did Dooley hear from Esch at his ceremony, but he also had the chance to work with him as he transitioned into his new role. Now, with time quickly passing since he began his judgeship in Nome, Dooley's on his own, teaching and learning, thanks to the help of the Nome Superior Court staff. So far, he says, he already has the feeling that this is the best law job he's ever had. For KNOME Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.